Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Win or lose, Tar Heel Tennis is back on top. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The 7th-ranked UNC men's tennis team fell to number 2 Oklahoma in the NCAA quarterfinals in Athens, Georgia. But how Sam Paul's program rebounded from a losing season in 2013, missing the NCAAs for the first time since 1999, was the real story. After reaching the finals of the ACC tournament for the first time since 2007 by upsetting Duke, the Carolina men matched their best-ever NCAA finish by stunning Georgia on its home court. And the UNC women, wow, they play UCLA today for their first national championship after freshman Jamie Loeb led the Lady Tar Heels to a pulsating 4-3 victory over Stanford, also in Athens. The Tar Heels are lucky that Loeb, the All-American from Ossining, New York, chose college tennis instead of turning pro, and for however long they have her, they have reached new heights. Loeb and Haley Carter came back from a 5-2 deficit to win 6 straight games and secure the doubles point going into singles. And with the overall match tied 3-3, the nationally top-ranked Loeb was still on the court in number 1 singles against the Cardinals' 3rd-ranked Christy Ahn. After Loeb lost the first set on a 7-6 tiebreaker, it looked bad for Carolina. But Loeb showed why she is indeed the best women's amateur in the country by breaking Ahn in the first game of the second set and going on to win 12 straight games and a 6-love finish for a chance at UNC's first national championship in women's tennis Tuesday at 1 o'clock. The victory was Loeb's 50th of the season. She hoped to lead the 7th-seeded Tar Heels 29-5 to the historic 30th win against the 3rd-seeded Bruins. Both women's coach Brian Kalbas and Sam Paul have had tremendous years, with Kalbas scaling the mountaintop in his 11th season and Paul showing the resolve to turn his 21st Tar Heel men's team back around behind freshman Braden Schnurr and Ronnie Schneider and sophomore Brett Clark, all budding stars who bode well for Tar Heel tennis moving forward. Though only one of the programs was still alive, it was an unprecedented NCAA tournament for both in the same season, one on the verge of a national championship and the other looking like it will be too in the very near future. This is Archansky. See ya.